I'm walking around with a hole in my back. Yeah, I had a cyst removed recently. It was removed by a surgeon. To remove it, a hole had to be cut in order to cut it out. And I'm now in the stage of recovery. Now, by the way, I'm in no pain whatsoever. But I can't play golf. I've been cut off from my, I was going to say, the thing that gets me out of the house and gets me to have, excuse me, fresh air, gets me to concentrate, to focus, to have an ambition, to do my very best. Because I'm not a sloppy golfer. It doesn't mean I'm very good, but it just means that I try my best at every shot. This put me in mind of my mental health. At the same time as I'm going around with this hole in my back, I have the job of putting together an agenda for a Toastmasters meeting this evening of a club called Toastmasters for Golf. I'm saying to myself, I haven't got a speaker for this particular slot. It's not 100% tied down. Well, if that person can't give that speech, I'm going to fill in. I'm going to give a speech, but what will I give a speech about? And I thought, oh my goodness, what do I know about? Well, I know about golf, that's not a problem, even if I can't play it right now. But my mental health, I know about mental health. So I went into the internet, put in golf and mental health, and found some really scary things. Very scary thing. Somebody's done a bit of research in the UK, a professor at a university, a research centre. They interviewed 17 golfers from the European Golf Tour and two from America. Now we're talking about serious, top-of-the-game golfers. And one of them had even won a major. Anonymized. Everything's anonymized. But there are various quotations in this report which was given to the British Sociological Society. Various quotations. Like, you know, I lost my marriage because of my obsession with golf. The golf tour is awfully lonely. It's a very difficult business. It's terribly demanding. I can't remember the exact details now. My goodness, when you talk about mental health and you put that in, what you really get is people who have had real difficulties, who are playing golf at a very senior level. Let's assume that some of these people are representative. So if quite a lot of the golfers on tour are either divorced or cut off from their children, haven't seen their children growing up, you know, on the road for huge periods of time, desperately trying to win a bit of money to break even in the year. That's tough. That's very, very tough. And there was I thinking, well, I could give a speech about golf and mental health, and I could say all sorts of positive things about mental health, which is that golf is very good for my mental health. It has helped me to stretch it a little, recover from chronic depression at one stage. You know, this golf is kind of ideal game. But then there's the other side. And I thought, I'm going to be talking to a group of people who are highly enthusiastic about golf, who watch all the major tournaments on television, and who love talking about golf. I'm going to come along and say that the tour, the thing that they love watching, is bad for your mental health. And I thought, that'll be interesting. That'll be a bit of drama. I'll have to tone it down, of course. I wouldn't want to be saying things that would put the audience off listening to me, but I could do that. Anyway, the whole problem went away then because I had a conversation with a very good friend of mine who is scheduled to do a speech tonight, and he's definitely going to do it, We had a brief chat about it and what he was going to speak about. Between us, we came up with a title for his speech, which is going to be very personal. But the title for his speech is Mindset. And we're Toastmasters Club, and mindset matters when you are, you know, preparing yourself to give an interesting communication to people, whether it's on a stage or whether it's to a work group or whatever. Mindset matters. And it certainly matters in golf. So there we are. That's what I'm thinking about this morning. The meeting will be recorded. The speeches will all be recorded. Everything will be recorded. And I don't think we share the recordings of what we do in Toastmasters for Golf. I don't think we share them enough. I do think some other people would be interested in either watching them or listening to them. What do you think? Back to the studio.